Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan.
And I'm Mark Murray.
Well, we have some news. This is a lid for us. For real. Today's episode will be the last of The Lid in its current form.
But never fear. If you're fans of this podcast, we'll be keeping the flame alive in a different format over the Chuck Toddcast. We've actually already been doing it every Monday here on The Lid, a long deep dive with a number of the week.
If you've been following along, either here or over at the Chuck Toddcast, you've already learned about the origins of the 50 plus one rule in Georgia, or the most expensive Senate races of all time, as well as the history of what happens at inaugurations when the outgoing and incoming presidents are, well, frenemies.
And if you've liked those episodes, we've got good news for you, because that's what you'll be getting every Monday, as long as you remember to subscribe to the Chuck Toddcast on your favorite podcast app.
But before we go from this format, we should, after all, say goodbye to some of our favorite moments on the podcast, because we've done this for almost 700 episodes, if you can believe that. We've been with you guys through an impeachment, a Democratic primary, a botched Iowa caucus, something that feels like about 600 debates, and even the defeat of an incumbent president.
Carrie, it's been an honor and a pleasure, and we hope you've enjoyed it. After all, through the years, you've been our sounding board as we've shared our innovative ideas, our political know-how, and a few hot takes.
Yeah, and maybe a few, well, of these two. But here for you today is a plain old take that's not very hot. It's more of a room temperature take. It's the pasta salad of takes.
We've also introduced you to important insider political jargon.
And the word I'll use is crazy pants. And we gave you a little window into our personal lives.
Suffice it to say, my anniversary dinner wasn't great. Sorry, honey. We made important demographic analyses.
And old people love Orlando like people with man buns love Coachella. We introduced you to some political candidates that you may never have heard of without the help of The Lid.
That's right. That's his real name, Vermin Supreme. He legally changed it so it could appear on the ballot that way. He's the self-described elder statesman of Wingnuts.
We led some accidental pre-election night meditation classes.
I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and a deep breath out. We got to show off our musical talents.
Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye.
Actually, that was mostly Mark, honestly.
Don't you forget about them. Judd Nelson, throw that fist in the air. But we were also on the cutting edge of pop culture news.
Justin Bieber got married, huh? Congrats. That's great.
And of course, we hopefully occasionally said some smart stuff, gave you that one data point that brought it all together, and gave you a perspective on the news that was unlike any other.
So a heartfelt thank you to everyone for this wild ride. And make sure to subscribe to the Chuck Toddcast and keep following us over there, because we have some great stuff to come.
Okay, Carrie, ready to do this?
Let's do it.
That's a lid for us.
That's a lid for us.